Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one reason why I know I'm getting old is I have to have a routine before I go to bed. Now, when I was younger, it was, you know, just find the bed, find the pillow, and you zonk out. I mean, the second your head hits the pillow, you're out. And then when I was still younger, right, wherever you have sex is where you fall asleep. Now, in my age, I have to go through this whole process or I can't sleep. In fact, the anxiety of not being able to sleep is what kind of fuels insomnia. And so I need to have a regimen. So my regimen is stop doing some of my, blogs or articles. I cut back on that. I quit prepping for the show. Prepping for the show, I always do late night. And then I'm, like, up and I'm excited going, oh, I can't wait to talk about this. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about this. And then my mind is rolling. Oh, you need to talk about this. So I have to, like, stop that early on. I'll see patients sometimes late night, which is good because some will drone on and on, but then some are like, oh, my gosh, I think I just exploded my appendix. I was like, oh no. So I have to be very careful because I work at night. I my strongest time during the day is in the morning and then late night. And then in between is when I'm the least productive. So I really kind of work with those, what is it? A parabola? Anyway, so the ends of the U. That's when I'm at my most productive. So to go to sleep at night, there's been a regimen, and I've spoken to you guys about insomnia and what to do. So some of you will take a bath, like a lavender bath. I like to take a hot shower. I'll get into the hot shower, and then I relax, and I'm, you know, in my shower, I'm usually winning a Grammy, you know, or I've, you know, won an Oscar because I had, you know, played a role opposite of Viggo Mortensen, and I won Best Actress, and I'm like, look, you know, I owe this all to Viggo. You know, those love scenes were real. So anyway, after I go through my whole thing of, you know, me winning an Oscar or a Grammy and singing a song as loud as I can, you would think I'd be relaxed, but then I got all the animals there, and the animals want eats, even though I just fed them 30 minutes prior. So after tripping on the cat, and then it's cold when you get out of the shower, whatever, turn out the lights, have the temperature just a little colder. I have my favorite blankies and my favorite pillows. I have to have my favorite blankies and favorite pillows. If hubby's asleep first, not good, you know, because sometimes he snores and I can't sleep. So I need to also get into bed and fall asleep before he does, because if he falls asleep first, then I can't sleep. So it's a routine, and I get there. But we've been speaking about how too much sleep, too little sleep could put you at risk for heart disease, diabetes. Well, now scientists have come up with an actual time of day on when it's best to go to sleep. And they say the best time to fall asleep is in between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. That's the best time to go to bed and fall asleep. Now, just because I get into bed at 10, that doesn't mean that's... No, you got the cats jumping up, the dog jumping up, somebody goes pee-pee house, I find some potty in the bed, now we got to change sheets, kids might come home, talk to me about their day, it's mom might text, I don't know, but there's always something that goes on when I get to bed. But if you can control it, scientists are saying the best, safest time to go to bed is between 10 p.m., fall asleep, that is, between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. If you fell asleep between 11 p.m. and 11:59 p.m., researchers found you had a 12% higher risk of having a heart attack. But if you fell asleep before 10 p.m., you jumped to a 24% increase of heart disease or heart attack. Now, this happened in the U.K. They looked at 88,000 participants. and they answered questions about their health habits. They wore a device that logged when they slept. The average age of the study was 61, and roughly 60% were women. And they already filtered out factors like, you know, smoking and obesity and things like that. And so they can't establish a time and effect, but when they followed these people, they found that the lowest heart attack risk was if you fell asleep between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Now, there's no comment on when you wake up. So if I'm going to bed later, I'm going to wake up later. If I'm going to bed earlier, I'll wake up earlier. I think an average of 7 to 9 hours of sleep is the healthiest. And I think studies have shown that as well. So it's an interesting study, but I think there needs to be more like, you know, did those people that fall asleep at 11 get to set their alarms for 7, or did they still wake up at 5, 6 in the morning? But where the moral to all of this is, we can't blow off our sleep. If you're putting all this time into eating keto or intermittent fasting or watching your carbs or washing your car and taking care of your car or taking care of the house, or taking care of, you know, you have to take care of your sleep. We think sleep is automatic. We think our health is automatic, and it actually is an art. And, you know, I remember watching as a young doctor patients and see what they do. You know, they're like, well, I do this, and I eat this, and I calculate this, and I'm like, nobody does that. You just kind of go through the motions, and you just overall make sure it's healthy. But I wonder how those people did. Those people that said, I have a routine, and I stick with it. I'd like to know how they did. We do know that some of these centenarians in Europe, we ask them, you know, how did you live till 110 or 115? Well, they had a routine. They did the same walk. They had roughly the same meals. They had their glass of wine. They did roughly the same thing. So our bodies keep telling us they like routine. They want to go potty roughly the same day, same time each day. We don't do well if, well, we go potty at 3 a.m. and then we go potty one day at 5 p.m. Our body's like a cycle because our bodies have work to do. They need to know that this got taken care of so then they can do this other thing. Same thing with eating. They like predictable eating patterns. I don't know how many studies have been out there on preventing diabetes takes. There's a role that your regular meal time works. Now, diabetics that are on insulin do seem to have a regular meal time because they have to have a regular insulin regimen. But for those of us that might be at risk for diabetes, maybe we need to do things a little bit more consistently. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America. This Veterans Day, as we honor the brave men and women who served our country, it's important to talk about a disease called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. For unknown reasons, veterans are twice as likely to develop it compared to those who haven't served in the military. ALS is an incurable and debilitating disease that gradually affects a person's ability to walk, write, speak, swallow, eat, and even breathe. Lisa McKee, Army veteran, mother of five, and former Level 1 trauma nurse, is living with ALS and doing her part to raise awareness in hopes of helping other veterans and their families.
I loved the military. Even if I knew I would get ALS, I would do it all over again. I spent my life taking care of others, and my current mission is ensuring that veterans and their families get all the information and resources they need to better live with ALS.
To learn more about available resources, visit ALSveterans.com. That's ALSveterans.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials and being our producer today. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, I'm not a happy girl. I'm not. I did as good as I could do considering, you know, COVID. I was able to work throughout COVID, but obviously it was a financial struggle when you have so many friends and families that are out of jobs and you're trying to support your employees and do everything that you're doing. COVID was rough. It was tough. But, you know, supposed to have hope. Right? Things are supposed to be on the mend. Stock market going up. Everything's supposed to be, you know, your jobs are open again. The governors, depend on if in California you guys could find your governor. I guess he's been missing for about a week. Showed up at a wedding. I mean, he is due a vacation, I guess. But, I don't know. You guys pay for a salary. I don't. And I just thought, all right, we're going to have a little bit of a bump. I never said we were going to be back to normal. I told you we'll be in a recession for a long time. It just seems to happen, luck of the draw, when, you know, administrations change and then there's all this spending and all these hope and you have a COVID pandemic. You know, there, we knew that there was going to be financial issues. But we also didn't realize that policy would have that much of a role. You know, I don't like to go back and blame, you know, Clinton and Bush and kind of went out of order there. But, you know, Jimmy Carter and then Reagan and then Bush and Clinton and Bush Jr. and Obama. I don't want to sit and go back and start saying, well, yeah, you know, we're in this mess because of this president. We're in this mess because of this president. I don't like to do that because I realize it's a whole slew of factors. But we did, I think, make some poor decisions. I think we approached things poorly. I will cut people some slack. They might have freaked out about the COVID pandemic, hospitals overwhelmed, so they said, you know what, just everybody stay home. But I think they could have done that voluntarily. I don't think there had to be lockdowns. I don't believe we had to have forced people to lock down as long as they did. I'm being really honest. My businesses, we were going to shut down before the lockdown happened. We were like, look, you know, schools are closed. My staff needs to be with their kids. People are a little afraid. Why don't we close down for a week or two? You guys feel like doing that? So we were already doing that. Then the governor said, all right, everybody on lockdown. Now, that helped and hurt. Now, I mean, we know what the lockdown did hurt, because once you lock down, then you have to really justify reopening. But the reason why people like the lockdown is they were like, oh, well, if it is government mandated, then we get benefits. So extra money was added to the unemployment. Started to be a little bit more comfortable to not go back to work. Even though I can't stand the fact that we had lockdowns, and I think we could have done it differently, I was able to benefit because there was business assistance. Now, I mean, I would have rather we not locked down and be able to work through and just deal with whoever wanted to be taken care of. And because, you know, so we own a couple hair salons. And so what ended up happening? Well, people still wanted to get their hair cut, so they would use people or hire people and have them come to their house. Well, you have exposure there too. Now you're having somebody come to the house, or you're going to somebody else's house to cut your hair, or, you know, so exposures might have been limited, but not to the degree that it should have. So here we are almost 2 years later from when, well, I think it's been over 2 years since the leak or the issue where the virus got out into the world, but about a year and a half of the lockdown, and we are not bouncing back. And it kind of proves to us that once you flip a switch, you can't reverse it, which is something that I think the Democrats don't need right now in terms of their strategy, because everybody's freaking out with everything they want to do with the trillions and trillions of dollars of spending. And I think we've learned our lesson. Once you do something, you can't reverse it. Like the Affordable Care Act, that, you know, that whatever that has done to our deductibles and our insurance, you're not going to get your health insurance back the way it used to be. We might have some improvements in terms of coverage of pre-existing conditions and all that, but it's not going to go back. Same thing with a mandate. Once you do a mandate for a vaccine, they're not going to go back on that, and they're going to double down. Nobody wants to, when they face an election, say they were wrong. Nobody wants to go, yeah, that was wrong. We probably should have mandated vaccines. They have an election coming up, and the Democrats don't have a lot to say that they did that was a positive, except their mass vaccination rollout for those who liked it. So they're going to double down on that, which is why I think flu is coming. In fact, we are seeing cases of flu. So I think flu mandates are coming, booster mandates are coming, and they're going to double down on that. Well, with mandates, I don't think people realize the economic disadvantage. So when you mandate and you threaten that somebody is going to lose their job, they either go and get a fake card or they quit. Well, we have supply chain issues. A lot of people, after once you lock them down and tell them not to work, they get used to not working. I did. I am not going to go back to the way I worked years ago because working from home is flipping cool. I love my media job. I love what I do right now. So even though I'm anti-mandate and I'm anti-lockdown, I support the vaccine, but I'm anti-mandate, anti-lockdown, I get it. I get it why so many of you don't want to go back. And if you do go back, you're worried about either COVID or you're worried about mandates or you're worried about being overworked. You know, and your employer could only charge so much. And people say, well, you know what, employers need to charge more. Biden told employers, pay your employees more. All right, so did that affect just the employers? Yeah, they have enough money. It's affecting you or I. Inflation is just at its beginning. We're hearing a ribeye roast has risen 95% from $8.71 per pound last year to $16.99 per pound this week. Luckily, I don't buy ribeye. Maybe I'll get some ground beef. You know, my mom, what you used to do to make the meat last is add other stuff to it, like hamburger helper, right? Or cornflakes or something to make it last, make it a bigger loaf. Right? That's what we're doing. Supply chain crunches, staff shortages. If somebody says, look, I'm not going to be the only one in this department, you need to hire five other people, and we don't have five other people, you have to pay that person more. If you're paying that person more and you still can't do, you still can't meet the demands of your customers, you're not going to make enough money. So what do? You up your prices. So prices are getting worse. Beef, bacon, we're hearing chicken might actually be a little cheaper than last year, even though it's more expensive than 2019. Apparently, farmers are having to sell their livestock for slaughter at a loss. So I'm not exactly sure how things are in the poultry business, but which means we might be having chicken for Thanksgiving. Our freezer broke, and I don't have the time or money to get a new freezer, so the turkey I bought early on when it was cheaper, it's already gone. We had to throw it out because the freezer broke. That really stunk. So as we're seeing prices go up, we're seeing gas go up, we're seeing, and again, like I said, since, you know, over time, chicken's gone up, things, food is going up. You and I are paying more. All right, well, pay people more. There's only so much money these companies have. Lettuce went up. Milk went up. Airfare has skyrocketed. Gasoline has skyrocketed. Hotels, used cars, new cars, even public transportation, the prices are going up. So as California's COVID cases are starting to rise, and we're starting to see them, you know, start to double down more on mandates and more restrictions. Florida, by the way, is still kind of keeping their cases at bay. But then again, it could change. Everyone's like, you see, you know, Florida's doing a much better job than California. California's very strict. If we are dealing with a new wave and it comes from California and then it moves east, Florida might be hit soon. But I don't personally see, and we've seen studies where the closures, where the lockdowns did that much more. Now, people will say, if we saved one life, it was worth it. Well, yeah, but now how many lives are at risk for people that aren't going to, you know, buy a balanced meal because food is expensive? You know, or they're, you know. Anyway, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration told a court on Monday it has clear authority to impose a COVID-19 vaccine rule on employers with at least 100 staff, and that a court's order on Saturday blocking the rule could cost dozens or even hundreds of lives daily. As people return to work, the federal government says they risk accelerating the spread of COVID-19 without the rule. Government lawyers filed their complaint in the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. 2 weeks after the European Union Parliament voted 580-26 on a resolution to strengthen European Union-Taiwan relations, an official delegation of lawyers traveled to Taiwan for the first time to deliver a simple message. You are not alone. Taiwan is an industrialized democracy that has been facing growing military intimidation from the Chinese government, which views the self-governing island as a breakaway territory and must be brought under its control. USA Radio News. In the last couple of weeks, two Americans have lost their lives because of the actions of illegal immigrants allowed into the country by the Biden administration's open border policy. Now some lawmakers are fed up with the federal government ignoring the needs of our people.
Representative Chip Roy, Republican of Texas, blasted the Biden administration's incompetent immigration policies, saying blood is on his hands. The Texas congressman appeared on the Faulkner Focus Monday.
We're losing care. We got Border Patrol agents that were bleeding out. About half of our Border Patrol agents may leave. Law enforcement that are not on the job in New York. Firefighters that are missing. Why? Because of an unnecessary virtue signaling mandate from a president who barely even knows where he is in the morning.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
After the huge success on other platforms, Instagram is implementing ways to let users support the people they follow with money. Expect a new Instagram launch soon with a new subscription platform to be included. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer. Who's my producer today? Jason. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I got brain fog. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are probably looking at what the hell is going on here. The Biden administration said we're going to mandate that private businesses, this is now beyond federal workers, this is private businesses. All right, so those of you that might have, a couple Subway franchises, maybe you have medical office, although most medical offices are already kind of mandating, but Biden administration said those of you that have more than 100 employees, you got to mandate the vaccine. If not, they have to do testing requirements, which for some of you are like, no big deal. That's kind of what we've been doing anyway. For others, it's like, I'm going to be losing half my staff. No. And for those of you on the side of this is a big deal, I get it. I get why it's a big deal, because if anybody knows OSHA, and if anybody is aware of what OSHA can do and how severe those fines could be, now you know that you are behind the eight ball, and you have now pinged the radar. So if you don't have all your employees vaccinated, and you have some employees that are choosing to do the unvaccinated, but I'll wear my masks and I'll do my testing, any screw-up puts you at risk of that $13,600 fine. And that's per each infarction. So private businesses are nervous about this. They could be pro-vaccine. They could be pro-mandate. But now I think they are seeing, ouch, okay, you know, even if I'm on the side of Biden, this can hurt. This can really, really hurt. And so employees who thought, medical freedom, I'm in America, I have choice, whatever, there's a good chance they're getting canned. Because the idea of testing and wearing the mask and being completely on point at any time when OSHA can inspect is very worrisome for the average employer. So if the average employer is going to risk getting a fine because you decided to sip your soda pop and pull down your mask, OSHA is going to nail your boss. And if OSHA nails your boss, he can't extend the fee on to you. So it'll just be easier for him not to have you there. You're a liability. So multiple states, I think 26 states, have now sued the Biden administration over the mandates. In fact, a federal judge has put a pause on it. Yet the Biden administration says, no, move forward. Toe the line. This is what we need to do. Now, the Biden administration says that this quote-unquote vaccine mandate is going to save, you know, save thousands, millions of lives. And anything that's a life-saving measure, I would love to support. But right now, California is starting to see a surge in cases. California has one of the higher vaccination rates. So I think what we need to do, and, you know, as a physician who loves public health and wants to support, you know, I want to support the cause of trying to get COVID out of here, I also have to be, you know, the voice of reason. We are spending so much time, money, and resources on a vaccine mandate where I'm taking care of patients who were vaccinated for COVID and they're on the phone short of breath. And I'm like, you've got to get some monoclonal antibodies. You've got to be put on remdesivir. You need to, you know, get treated, go to the hospital, be put on aspirin, steroids, things like that. And, well, I don't have money. I don't have to, the treatment of COVID, the prevention of COVID is huge. But I think we've come to learn that the prevention of COVID has its merits and its flaws. California, one of the most highly vaccinated states, is now dealing with a new surge of COVID. We're all going to. Look at how the UK, look at how the US, we are pretty damn well vaccinated compared to these other countries, yet we keep having more waves. So what does that mean? Does it mean you don't vaccinate? No, it doesn't mean you don't vaccinate, but it means let's now look at other options. What should we have been doing this whole time? Monoclonal antibody treatments. I had a 67-year-old patient call me up, not feeling well. And she goes, you know, I have COVID, I've been vaccinated, I don't know what to do. And I go, you need to get some monoclonal antibodies. You need to start getting some treatment. No, I can't reach my doctor. Nobody's doing that in my neck of the woods. And I'm like, well, why the hell not? If we have the ability with this administration to have OSHA now stalk employers, spy on them, and fine them, wouldn't it make a little bit more sense to shift some of that money and resources to getting monoclonal antibody treatments and treatment centers all over? Wouldn't it make a little sense to, you know, finally get that study or that approval of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or fluvoxamine, as these studies say we could use it? I can't tell you how many times I get called asking per day, can you give me ivermectin? I just got diagnosed with COVID. Vaccinated or not, they want ivermectin because they don't want to go to the hospital with their COVID. And so, you know, I get that the Biden administration wants to double down on the vaccines. That's the one thing they could really take to the election and the polls. Look at how we rolled out the vaccine. I credit the Biden administration as well as I credit the Trump administration for buying vaccines, getting the rollout. But it's not enough. We're about to deal with another surge of COVID. We've done the vaccine thing. We're seeing people not really excited about boosters. We're having Border Patrol and cops and military going, I'm out, I'm quitting. That's not safe from a public health standpoint. You know, people cry and say, look at this, you know, for public health, we're doing this for public health. Okay, if you're really doing this for public health, then you probably wouldn't do the mandate. All right? You would realize where the flaws are. And as parents are now pulling their kids out of school, they're not that willing to go and get the other vaccines for their kids. If they're trying to avoid COVID vaccine, flu vaccine, we're going to start to regress unless we rethink things. The booster enthusiasm, much lower than expected. You know, you might have been able to force people to get the one shot and get the two shots, but I'm talking to people who are pro-vaccine going, I don't want to get the booster. I got lucky, so I'm not going to take another chance. But you have people wanting to take a chance on therapeutics. If I get sick, let me take some ivermectin or some fluvoxamine. Now, mind you, Aaron Rodgers is a pretty healthy dude. So I can't say he's getting better because of the hydroxychloroquine or the ivermectin or the monoclonal antibodies. I don't know. Maybe COVID is scared to death of him like everybody else, okay? I mean, you know, he's Aaron Rodgers. But we do have studies saying, look, we have these therapeutics that we can use. I'd just like to see a little attention on that. But if we keep just focusing on mandate, and we have people like Colin Powell still dying of COVID, you know, did he have access to medications that could have saved him? If hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin could have saved Colin Powell, then we did him, as well as other people out there, a disservice. I don't want to kill somebody because I just take the easy route saying, go get vaccinated, if not lose your job. That's not how you manage a COVID pandemic. You manage a COVID pandemic by putting money into getting more hospital beds, for training more nurses and more staff, for getting more monoclonal antibodies, for getting additional therapeutics out there, for giving people N95 respirators. But all it is about the mask. And so those people that are public health advocates, they're like, look, you know, I don't want to tick anybody off and lose my license, but I think we need to do some of the other things that are imperative for public health. But that's not what's happening. Wear a mask and show us your vaccine card. Well, so many vaccine cards out there are fake. You showing me a vaccine card that could be fake does nothing from a public health standpoint, especially since you could still be carrying the virus. I'd rather see an N95 mask. I'd rather know that that hospital has extra beds. I'd rather know that that hospital is stocked with monoclonal antibodies and medications that they could use. That's what I'd rather see. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we go into this next segment, one of our listeners wants to be anonymous but is asking, how do I know the vaccine is safe for her kids, the COVID vaccine? I can't say that I know 100% that it's safe. I can't say getting COVID is safe. I can't say either. And so when parents go, how can you be so sure that the vaccine is safe? No, none of us can be 100% sure. All we could do, and I know this is tough as a parent, I get it because I'm a parent, all we could do is go with the knowledge we have now. And the knowledge we have now is it's a virus that at a very low rate can kill a kid, but can kill a kid. We have a virus that we don't know what the long-term effects could be, and if it sets up shop in the brain, if it sets up shop in the testicle, if it the virus could affect fertility, if the virus could cause cancer, we don't know. So we know it does kill a small amount of kids. We know it can put kids in the hospital. We know the virus can cause long-term effects in adults, and it might in kids. We know the vaccine has been tested in kids, not a lot, a few thousand, and overall those kids have done fine. But do we know what the long-term effect is? Nope. If we assume that if we assume everything we're told is correct, that the lipoprotein goes away, the mRNA goes away, the spike proteins go away, and none of them will cause long-term side effects, it sounds safe to me, but I can't say with 100%. And so I don't think anybody can. Parents, though, when they want to make a decision with their kid, they want to know that it's been tested and true, and it is something that they can feel confident on. And we're all in the same boat, everybody. And don't feel bad if you're vaccine hesitant. And don't feel bad if you're pro-vaccine. It doesn't mean you're you know, a good person or a bad person or whatever. It means you feel confident with the vaccine or you don't feel confident with the vaccine. Having confidence is fine. Some of us trust canola oil. Some of us trust olive oil. Some of us trust kosher salt. Some of us trust that salt with the girl with the rain hat. You know, we all have our preferences. But as parents, you want to feel like you aren't being rushed. You want to feel like you aren't being bribed. You aren't being threatened when you make a decision for your kid. And as a parent and as a doctor, I get that. I do. I get it. So if you have concerns about the vaccine, sit down and talk to your doctor. All right? That doctor should, if they're ethical, give you a very honest opinion, talk to you about what the data is out there, and, you know, help you with your questions. And if, you know, but a lot of people think doctors are puppets of the government. Not entirely. There's a lot of doctors that do have opinions. It's just I can't say do it. It's the best thing for you. And I can't say don't do it. Stay away from that. That's not the answer you're going to get from me. You're going to get the honest answer. Whereas I don't know, and I'm going to say a prayer before everybody gets their shot or before everybody goes out and gets exposed because it's a crapshoot for some of us. Overall, we're seeing trends of safety. Overall, we're seeing less hospitalization with the shot. And that's why I recommended my kids get the shot. And that's how it went. Now, we are, though, having more and more headlines surrounding the Moderna vaccine. And France is now joining a bunch of other countries that are saying, don't be giving the Moderna vaccine to your under 30s. So we saw that happen in Ontario, Canada. We saw that in, I think, Denmark, Sweden, and now France. France is one of the next countries, and I don't know if I have a whole list of countries that have done that, where they have decided not to give people under 30 Moderna. They are comfortable giving Pfizer's Comirnaty vaccine, but not Moderna's Spikevax vaccine. The Haute Autorité de Santé, which does not have legal power to ban or license drugs, but does advise the French health sector, cited very rare risk linked to myocarditis, which is the heart disease that we spoke about. And they have looked at the recent data, and they think the population under 30, the risk is about 5 times greater than Pfizer's. So they recommend using the Pfizer. So this decision came in Paris after regulators in several other countries have taken Finland. I don't know about Denmark, but Finland, they're saying now, has taken a more defensive stance. So I'll check with Denmark also. The European Union's drug regulator, EMA, last month did approve Moderna's booster vaccine for all age groups over 18. But the EMA did note that there is that risk. So the myocarditis risk, and many of you ask, how the hell does that happen with one shot and not another? Well, with myocarditis, it's inflammation of the heart. And there has been some studies that have shown that maybe it's the injections being done wrong. Maybe somehow the nurse or whoever's putting the injection in is getting it right into a vein, and a direct IV administration as opposed to intramuscular absorption of it might be affecting the heart. But that still doesn't explain why we have an uptick with the Moderna ones versus the Pfizer. That then to me implies there might be something with the Moderna. Now, if the mRNA doesn't really have that much difference, then it might be the lipoparticle, it might be the substrate or some of the other ingredients in the shot that could be causing an immune response, and then that immune response fights the heart. Myocarditis is where we have inflammation within the heart muscle. Pericarditis is around the heart. So I believe in Canada they had seen a 1 in 5,000 risk in terms of young men, and they were like, just don't. I mean, if you really want it, you could, but would rather you take the Pfizer. So parents then ask, they go, well, is Pfizer myocarditis risk-free? At this point, no. We believe that the Pfizer mRNA vaccine is linked to it as well, just not as much as the Moderna. So if the Moderna is linked to it higher, and you got, you know, you got men and boys, because in some countries it's just men. For others, they're saying just anybody under 30. But, you know, I got two boys, they hit the gym. And so when they got their Pfizer vaccine, I told them to wait with the gym for about a week. Mom, I can't wait a week. And I get it, because, you know, you when you go to the gym, you do it every day. You got to do it every day. I get it. I get it. Listen, I worked out at Gold's Gym every day throughout undergrad until I had to move. In fact, I worked out the day I had to move. It's just I didn't want to skip a workout. So I get that you have to be pretty obsessive with it. But some countries have suggested not working out for a week. Other countries are saying no alcohol. If alcohol could put you at risk for myocarditis, we don't know how to negate or temper that risk from a Moderna vaccine. So that's why countries are saying if you're under 30, don't do it. Now, one of you had asked, well, what's going on with periods and menstrual irregularities that could come with the vaccines? All I know is they're still studying it. There have been studies that said, look, we are noticing an uptick after vaccination, but our government is still looking at it, just like our government has still yet to say if they're going to limit Moderna shots in younger men or younger people. Their numbers were way lower than in other countries. So then that begs to differ. Did other countries do a different dilution of it? Do other countries have other environmental factors that could be putting them at risk? Or are we having a reporting problem? So for the numbers that the CDC, I think the CDC said there was about maybe 857 cases. This was as of the end of September, October. 857 cases seems way less than what these other countries in terms of incidents. So then we just have to figure out, is it a number, you know, people not reporting it right? Are people blowing it off? I don't know how you blow off chest pain. Was it mild? So I get that people are concerned, and I don't blame you for being concerned. So now that you have your kids and you have these mandates and your teens and your student can't go to college if they don't get the vaccine, you want to know that it's 100% safe. So I would probably advise, if you did have a choice, to then do the Pfizer. With the Johnson & Johnson, I like the one-shot dose. I think it still is effective, but I don't like the blood clot risk. And I get why Aaron Rodgers said, and I'm going to pass on that one too. But, you know, what all this means is the science is evolving. We still can't say something is 100% safe. We can't say that about any medication. And you just have to decide. Do you want to be exposed to the virus and have that risk of it living inside of you, or do you want to take the risk with the vaccine? 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.